This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
When God gave the Ten Commandments, two of the laws focused on sexual temptations. The seventh commandment says, "Do not commit adultery." And the tenth commandment warns against coveting your neighbor's wife, a sin otherwise known as lust. But men are inventive, are we not? And in the years following Sinai, the Israelites devised new and varied ways of turning God's sacred gift of physical intimacy into an occasion for selfishness, abuse, and exploitation. The passages in Leviticus 18 and Deuteronomy 22 are God's catalog of sexual sins. But these passages are more than just examples of impurity. All of this is written so that you'll understand that God made physical intimacy for very specific purposes. One is the continuation of the race, and the second is for pleasure between husbands and wives. But Leviticus 18:1-5 underscores even another reason God was so concerned about what His people did with their bodies. He'd called the Israelites to be His special people. As a result, they were not to engage in sins so common among the Egyptians, Canaanites, and others who didn't know or obey God. The Israelites were to be unique, and as a man of God, so are you. If you desire to follow God, you're called to live on a higher moral level. As these passages of Scripture clearly point out, living with integrity and purity is one very important way to be set apart.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.